Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What up? What's happening? Welcome inside 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 12:35. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Nats baseball coming your way beginning at 12:35. Chris, we were talking about it as we were preparing the show. Late night Nats. Nats didn't wrap up last night until this morning. They were 11-9 losers in their series opener against the Miami Marlins. They'll play game two of that series coming up at 12:35. That's when Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you warmed up with Nats on deck. First pitch set for 105. It has been a struggle bus for the Washington Nationals here recently. Losers of six in a row. They're trying to snap that losing streak coming up here this afternoon. And when you think about what happened last night, I feel like it's almost the tip of the iceberg. See, it's different when you lose two out of three versus Texas. It's different when you lose three straight on the road against the Mets. But to get off to the start that they got off to last night in this series against the Miami Marlins, it's tough. And it was another situation where, you know, And I guess it's tough when you have a major delay like Washington had, but that third inning and that eighth inning, their inconsistencies at the plate, the bullpen, you know, really struggled last night. Jose Ferrer giving up three runs in his one inning of work, and it honestly was tough. We finally got to see, you know, Jackson Rutledge look human for one of the first times this season, and it was another. Honestly, inconsistent start from Mitchell Parker, who was only able to give the Nats three and a third. So, obviously, when you have rain as a part of the equation the way last night was and you have an extended delay, it's obviously tough to come back and refocus, but it was tough sledding for this group last night. Bats were obviously active and on and popping last night, but it just wasn't enough, and it makes you – honestly, look at things a lot differently because, like I said a moment ago, this is not like losing to Texas, losing two out of three to the Rangers. It's not like losing three in a row to the Mets. This is Miami, who is one of the bottom feeders right now in Major League Baseball. And last night, the Washington Nationals played down to their competition. You know what I was wondering? So Nelly was performing last night. That's the one thing I kept looking and checking Twitter for, no matter how late this delay began, no matter how late this delay went, was Nelly still going to perform? According to Mark Zuckerman, and there are a lot of people out there that were tweeting as well, Nelly did ultimately end up performing. That was the only good thing that really happened at Nats Park last night. The losing streak now up to six games, and it's tough. Mitchell Parker got hit hard. It's just one of those games where you dig yourself into an early hole, and then you have this delay. 2 hours and 14 minutes, and they had a nice rally, and Jose Ferrer just kind of dropping the ball, giving up three runs in that inning. And it feels like after – it's crazy, right? There was like looking at this like BC and, you know, AD. Before the Ken Rosenthal piece, after the Ken Rosenthal piece that was written in The Athletic, you know, trying to highlight some of the, you know, shortcomings of the Nationals as an organization. They went on and played really quality baseball after that. And then here over their last six, it's really been tough sledding. And I feel like last night was kind of the tip of the iceberg of this thing because it is Miami. So we'll see if they're able to bounce back. Coming up later on this afternoon, as I mentioned, you can catch Nationals baseball right here on The Fan. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you warmed up at 12:35. Trevor Williams set to get the start for the Washington Nationals. You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. We'll get into the Burgundy and Gold coming up here in this opening hour as well. I was out there boots on the ground in Ashburn for mandatory minicamp this past week, and there was a pretty interesting situation that happened yesterday that we'll get into coming up momentarily. But right now I do want to get into the NBA Finals from last night. That to me, and it feels like every weekend that we come here and we bring you all the show, and it's during the NBA postseason, I spend the first 10 minutes of the show defending NBA basketball and why everyone out there currently, you know, attacking the product is crazy. It's the same way that I feel about last night. And I have tried to do my absolute best in terms of trying to realistically get people to understand what type of special season Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is having. You saw it again last night. A 15-point fourth quarter on his way to 35 points in OKC, able to rally and tie this series up at two games apiece going back to OKC for game number five. First and foremost, just to address the elephant. To just address the elephant in the room, anybody that had any complaints or worries or doubts about what type of series this would be and how competitive and entertaining this series would be, don't you feel like an idiot right now? I mean, this has been – you think about the finals of recent memory. I go all the way back to when LeBron and Kyrie came back from down 3-1. Against Golden State. That may be the last time a finals has had this level of intrigue to me. And all the storylines remain the same that we've talked about each of the first four games. Two young teams, two young guards in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Tyrese Haliburton that have really positioned themselves and their teams to be the face of the NBA. This OKC team, the youngest core in the NBA right now, with SGA and Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren and the other young pieces that they have, they're going to be here for a while. You can say the same thing about Indiana, right? Their young core, Haliburton, Nembhard, Miles Turner is going to get a big-time free agent contract this summer from Indiana. Their core is going to be together for a while. So this is something that we're going to have to get used to. And I think the fact that this series is even tied right now, going back to OKC, I think is a testament to Indiana. But even after, you know, Indy had, you know, the 2-1 series lead, OKC was still favored in the series because I think the general public feels like at some point, 68 wins during the regular season, SGA being the MVP, that all takes over in this scenario. But I think we're still waiting, you know, maybe for the other shoe to drop here. As OKC was able to bounce back and fight back last night. But if you watched, I mean, Indiana was in the driver's seat and in control for most of this thing. When you're up seven in the fourth quarter with the opportunity to go up 3-1 on a team, you have to feel like it is a 1,000% missed, blown opportunity if you were the Indiana Pacers. I mean, to get outscored 31-17 in the final frame of this thing, it tells the story. It tells the story 110%. And here's what was probably the most interesting thing to me watching this thing, right? When you think about Indiana and the way that their offense faltered down the stretch, I don't even think that's the accurate way to describe it. I really think, and I've done it, you know, ad nauseum every chance I get, what OKC is doing right now on the defensive end of the floor, in the half court, full court pressure, being multiple, the ability to switch, they're as versatile and as talented of a defensive team as we've seen here in this current era of basketball, like the LeBron James, Steph Curry era. I'm trying to think, like, when Miami had LeBron and D-Wade and Bosh, that was a elite premier defense. I think OKC, you could put them in this exact same, you know, category. The Grind City Memphis Grizzlies were another team that was just absolute pest defensively. You can describe this OKC Thunder team in the exact same way. And what's so fascinating about it is last night, Indiana, 1 point. 1 point in the final 3 minutes of regulation. They had 1-0 pass possession, 2-2 pass possessions. They just didn't play Indiana Pacers basketball down the stretch. And I give credit to OKC, but it's hard because you know what type of team that Indiana was during the regular season and throughout this postseason for that matter. They are careful with the basketball. They do not turn it over. I think it was game one where they came out and had 19 turnovers in that first half and then were able to, you know, change things up and clean things up drastically in the second half. It was almost like the reverse effect for them last night. Their fourth quarter execution was absolutely abysmal, man. And it was honestly fascinating to watch. It honestly was. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can call if you have any thoughts on the NBA Finals. I mean, it was another one of those good games last night, man. It feels like, to me, you know, this NBA Finals, which I think is tremendous for the league, could be a precursor for what is an absolute raucous offseason. We'll let you hear from Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. We'll let you hear from, you know, Alex Caruso coming up here. But first, let's get out to James in Virginia, who wants to chime in on what we saw last night. James, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good, man, how you doing?
Hey, man, just hear me out here. Everybody was calling Tyrese Haliburton overrated at the beginning of the year. I mean, honestly, I get that. I've never generally liked the Pacers. I'm rooting for OKC in this series. But now that I've watched all the game winners and clutch shots that Halliburton's had in this postseason, do you think he's overrated anymore?
I think, James, the premise of him being overrated from the get-go was foolish. If you watched him this year, if you watched him last year, he is emerging as one of the best young guards in all the NBA. I think it goes back to, you know, some of the lazy conversation that we have when we evaluate guys. It's his market size. He's playing in Indiana, and it feels like, you know, there isn't a genuine appreciation for what he's done. But this postseason run for him has been absolutely historic. For as much as you're going to hear me praise Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and what he's been able to do this postseason, I think Tyrese Haliburton and the clutch shot making is just as impressive. So we'll see, though, James. I appreciate the call as always. To me, it's just the notion that Haliburton was overrated was always ridiculous to me. And I think there is some credence to some of the criticism that he gets, though, in terms of, you know, not being aggressive enough on the offensive end of the floor. So Indiana this year, 33-4 when Haliburton scores 20 or more points. Last night he had 18. So he need him to be a little bit more aggressive offensively. 7-15 from the field, just 1-7 from three. He struggled to shoot the basketball last night. He had uncharacteristic turnovers in the key moments of this basketball game. That's probably, if you're Rick Carlisle and company, that's probably what is most disheartening to you, is just the lack of execution down the stretch. If we got it ready, here is Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle talking about the fourth quarter collapse from the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, we got stagnant. Their second shots were a big problem. When you're unable to rebound, you know, it's hard to continue to play with pace and tempo. I haven't looked at the end of the game yet, so I don't have the blow-by-blow for you. But give them credit. You know, they kept attacking, and their defense was great down the stretch.
Defense was great from both teams throughout the entirety of this game. It was a bloodbath in terms of just how physical it was. Both teams playing that way defensively. I think OKC known for their swarming defense. Early in this one, Indiana did a really good job. Here's the other thing, if you're the Pacers, where you got to be, I mean, absolutely sick to your stomach. The way that they were able to keep Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in check early on in this basketball game, zero assists in this game. It's the first time since the bubble that SGA finished a basketball game with no assists. He had zero free throw attempts in the first half. That was, you know, the first time that happened since April the 6th. And then he only played 18 minutes and 21 seconds in that first half. That's the most, or excuse me, the least that he's played in the first half since game 6 against Denver, which is almost a month ago to this point. So I think if you're the Pacers, like, you feel good about what you did. You're obviously sick to your stomach about the collapse. But, I mean, at some point, like the last caller mentioned, Tyrese Halliburton has to get it going. But to me, the key to this series has been, one, the defense of Aaron Nesmith and Andrew Nembhard has been out of this world, and their ability to bother guys on the perimeter and be pests and get physical. You saw, you know, Lou Dort getting into it with Tyrese Halliburton. It was just a physical game. But I think for the Pacers, Nembhard and Nesmith really set the tone on the perimeter. The other guy that stepped up, and if they wouldn't be in this position if it wasn't for him either, I think is off the bench. T.J. McConnell last night was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, 8 points in 18 minutes. You saw him blow by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on a possession. Obi Toppin was really good off of the bench last night. This is the thing. You got this bench production, and you lost. If you're Indiana, like, you got to be sick to your stomach, man. Up 7 with 3 minutes left to go in the fourth, and you bleed away a game like this, it's tough. 1-800-636-1067. Mike is in D.C. What's the chime in? What's going on, Mike?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good. So I have to agree with you. I mean, this is like an all-time defensive NBA Finals. I'll tell you that how Indiana brings like three guards off the bench, including my man, number 26, who looks like he's from Super Ben Troopers Shepherd with the mustache. But I do have to say, I tell you, Jay Williams to me was the key. He hasn't had a great series. He stepped up last night for Oklahoma City. Siakam's a superstar. He's the best player on Indiana. But I'll tell you, and this isn't like favored one way or the other, but I don't know why Scott Foster is allowed to do any NBA Finals games anymore. He's got a history with Chris Paul. He's just one of the worst referees when it comes to like making calls. I think there was a moment in the game where he made four calls in a row that were like plays that could have easily been let go.
So can I give you some numbers real quick, Mike, on Scott Foster, because I was going to bring that up. First and foremost, Mike, I went to the same high school as Scott Foster. He's actually a Montgomery County, Maryland native. He went to my high school, Magruder High School.
Did not know
in
that.
Rockville. So we actually went to the same high school. It's crazy. He's in my school's Athletic Hall of Fame. He had 23 foul calls last night, Mike. 12 on Indiana and 11 on OKC. So it looks like he was calling it both ways. But to your point, it's the sequencing of some of these fouls. And to get some of the calls we got late in this one, knowing that it's an NBA Finals, knowing that the physicality is ratcheted up in these moments, it was disheartening to see. And I do think it was part of the story. I appreciate you as always, though, Mike.
He doesn't need to be a part of the game. Like, it's almost like he feels like he has to be involved. And I'd just rather see, you know, him not do the NBA Finals anymore. But he's been around forever, and they give preference. But I think if defensively, you're right. I mean, the way Indiana goes at SGA is just something special. But I'm rooting for OKC. Yeah. But it is fun to watch. I would like to see a couple of those flagrant foul one calls. There's just hard NBA fouls. I mean, those ones shouldn't.
Exactly. It's the playoffs, call, man. But exactly.
Yep.
Yep, Mike, appreciate the call, as always, man. Enjoy your weekend. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will keep the conversation on the NBA Finals. We'll let you hear the best post-game audio, including Shai Gilgeous-Alexander making sense of him going Kanye crazy in that fourth quarter. 15 points leading OKC to a victory in game number 4 to tie it up at 2 games apiece. All that and more coming up next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just getting rolling here on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980 as well. Tapped into the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 12:30. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll get you Nats baseball coming up at 12:30. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you warmed up for game two of this series between the Nats and the Marlins. Last night, a late night finish for the fellas. The bats got hot. They were able to have a spirited, you know, rally and comeback. But then Jose Ferrer getting beat up when he was taking the mound. And it ends up being a really embarrassing 11-9 loss for the Washington Nationals. And it's tough because I thought in the two series prior against New York and Texas, two teams that really more so New York than the Rangers, but in that Mets series, I mean, this is one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, and you showed that you belong. And I understand there was you didn't get any of the games in that series, but you were competitive. Your starting pitching looked good. You were able to have some successful moments at the plate. But to come back last night, and I get it, right? You go out and have a 2-hour and 14-minute delay, it's going to be tough. But I think last night, if anybody who got the chance to watch the delay actually helped the Washington Nationals, it was Mitch Parker giving up 6 runs in 3 1/3 that really changed the dynamic of this thing. And once you get in that type of hole, you know, right off the rip, it's really tough to rally back from. So we'll see if they can right their wrongs. Coming up here this afternoon, Trevor Williams set to get the start. Once again, it is a 105 first pitch. You can hear the action right here on The Fan. We'll get to the Burgundy and Gold coming up top of the 10 o'clock hour. certain left tackle and a certain radio host made some hay, made some news yesterday. I will let you hear that and get you the details on that as well. But right now I want to continue to discuss the NBA Finals, and I want to do it through the lens of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, because no matter what any of you, you know, say out there about who the face of the NBA is, it feels like very clearly Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, this postseason, this regular season, has put his stamp on the NBA saying, I am the face, I am the guy. I give you this number every time, you know, we crack the mic here on The Fan. Going into this finals, his regular season scoring total in combination with his postseason scoring total, it's the most heading into the finals since Michael Jordan in 1993. So if you're looking for any sort of context in terms of how special of a scoring season this has been, look no further than that. His first two games of the finals, he breaks the record for the most points scored ever in a player's first two finals games. So clearly this is someone that is a professional scorer, and he's doing it at a super high level. And my guy TJ tweets at me, blessed in the DMV. There were three obvious push-offs by SGA that were clear offensive fouls that were not called. Look, you can say what you want about the officiating last night. You can say what you want about guys using that off-arm. It's something that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander does well. Other great stars in the league do it as well. So I'm not going to penalize him for manipulating the rules, but he doesn't need to manipulate the game or get calls. He is simply unguardable. And I've landed on this comparison for SGA. It's like a 6'7 Kevin Durant. That's the best way that I could put it. When you consider the way he gets to his spot and rises up over defenders, no matter who is there, I mean, it's super impressive to watch what he has done to this point this season. And then here in this finals, last night was like a legacy game. Think about this if you're OKC. And this is why I thought they would win this game. What do I always say, right? You can't fake desperation. When you're facing the prospect of going down 3-1 in an NBA Finals series, you're going to have guys have to dig deep and go into that, you know, reserve tank and really dig out a win the way that OKC did. And I think the most impressive part about last night is it felt like early on in this when Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was neutralized, right? The defense from, you know, Nembhard and Naismith was elite, man. They got in Shai, and they were denying him and playing him full court. Last night was the fewest amount of times that SGA brought the ball up himself the entire season. It was really Jalen Williams that got them started. He was the catalyst early, and then it was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander that really finished off the Indiana Pacers, scoring 15 in that fourth quarter. Here is SGA postgame talking about him relishing the big moments, dropping 15 in the game's final frame.
Teams down 2-1 have produced some great performances in recent history. Giannis in Milwaukee, Steph a couple of years ago against Boston. When it's 3:52 left, do you sense the game is in the balance? I can make sort of my stamp on this game here, not necessarily in history, but just do you sense the moment?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Winning, especially this time of season, it comes down to the moments. It's going to come down to late game. Every team is good. It's barely going to be a blowout. And it comes down to the moments and who's willing to make winning plays on both ends of the floor. But yeah, I relish those moments, love the moments, good or bad. When I was a kid shooting on my driveway, I'd count down the clock for those moments, and now I get to live it. So it's a blessing. It's fun, and I relish it.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, man, putting really the country on notice. This is the best way that I could describe him. Of the last 10 MVPs, I think he is the one that is the least respected amongst casual NBA fans. He is the one that, to me, doesn't get his proper flowers. Like I said a moment ago, the scoring run that he is on this postseason, you can stack it up against the all-time greats. And I know what people are going to say, well, this era of basketball is this, this era of basketball is that. They don't play the same with the same level of physicality. I mean, he has been an absolute menace, man, and he was the driving force last night in that fourth quarter. The reporter just asked it. It's 3:52 left to go, and you're down seven, and it feels like you can't get a stop against Indiana, and your offense is struggling. SGA getting in his bag offensively, doing it from the three-point line, doing it from the mid-range, and getting to the Baja as well, you know, driving to the basket. He was just incredible last night, and it's been really fun to watch. I hope after this series we can really begin to start talking about him as what he is, the best player right now in the NBA. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Vic is in Akakik, wants to chime in. What's going on, Vic?
Lunel, what's good, baby?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. So you said what I'm saying, Lunel. I grew up, you remember Troy at the end of the movie, Odysseus says, when they say, what time are you from? He said, I'm from the time of Hector. Say I'm from the time of Achilles. I say I'm from the time of Jordan. I'm from the time of Reggie.
Right.
I'm from the time of Iverson. And what I felt last night as I was watching that game, I said, okay, they're up 10. Shea's still scoring. He's very efficient while he's scoring. They're still competitive. The Pacers are excited. They're in their arena. I said, but this just feels like there's going to be a bursting of the bubble of the Pacers' confidence. And that bursting was Shea. And he was very efficient. He was very intentional. But he was very athletically murderous, assassin type, attacking them. And there was no answer for him. They were trying their hardest to stop him.
Yeah.
The last time I saw that was Kobe versus the Sixers when Shaq fouled out. When it was like they were really trying to impede him from getting the ball into the goal. And the only other time I saw that was Michael. I don't care what any LeBron James fan said. I never saw that with LeBron. And all the games we could have changed the history of this story, he passed the ball to Kyrie, Ray Allen shot the three-pointer, and maybe the only other series you could say is when he beat the Thunder, when KD was with James Harden and Russell. I saw it with Jordan. I saw it with Kobe. And I'm seeing it right now, at least last game. I'm not going to say where his body worked. I saw it last night with Shea. I'll close with this. Multiple possessions. You remember when Michael would go on 10 possession runs by himself?
Hey, Vic, you know what? Michael would do it. So you can give Michael credit for that. LeBron's going on some 25-0 runs him damn self. Vic, y'all always try to do this, man. Y'all try to slander my king. I hear you, Vic. Y'all just love to slander my king, man. Y'all older folks, man. Vic, I appreciate you as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. It's always a super fascinating conversation to get into. I know how to make Metal Chris roll his eyes. He probably is in the same thought process of, oh, LeBron James not good enough. He's not better than Jordan. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm actually a LeBron fan, man.
You know what, Chris? I knew I liked you. I knew you were different. I wish the people could see the shirt that you're wearing today.
Hey,
tweet at Metal Chris, and he'll post a picture.
Maybe I will. My big LeBron take, though, has always been he did the one thing Jordan never did, and he won a championship as an underdog, and Jordan never did that. Now, maybe you could say he was never in the position to do that,
That's true.
that where he beat Steph and then, man, that was insane.
Down 3-1, I think.
Yeah, that's man, that was the greatest NBA Finals I've ever seen, and I saw the Jordan ones, too, so.
This has been a really good NBA Finals. Tied at 2 games apiece going back to Oklahoma City. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Tyrese Halliburton putting America on notice in terms of those two being two budding stars here in the NBA. 1-800-636-1067. It's a great Finals. I think it's going to be an even better NBA offseason. We got the NBA draft coming up in 2 weeks. Leading up to the draft, a lot of player movement expected to happen, including Kevin Durant being on the move potentially. We got some breaking news on Kevin Durant and where he could be playing next year. We'll give you that next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. Take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon, a rainy Saturday afternoon in the DMV. I'm sure our listening audience in D.C. is probably not in the car right now because of a certain somebody.
Or they're stuck in their car because there's a lot of shutdowns today.
Yeah, so. Or they're stuck in their car because of a certain somebody. However you want to slice it, but wherever you're at, however you're consuming the show, we appreciate you tapping in with us. We'll take you up to 12:30. That's when we'll hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll get you warmed up for game number two of Nats and Marlins, D.C., with really just a disappointing loss last night, 11-9. To Miami. They had a 2-hour and 14-minute rain delay. It didn't stop Nelly from shaking his tail feather post game. I got some people that were at the concert that told me pretty good time. Felt like it was something that they were happy with. Here's the real thing about it. I saw Twitter, right? I didn't have anyone tell me directly about how the concert went, but the fact that Nelly even put on a show still afterwards says a lot about him as the artist. So there's a...
Isn't that what time those hip-hop guys usually go on? Is like after midnight, right?
Super late, yeah. It actually gets me on a tangent. So I tried to watch this last night, but I fell asleep because I'm just... I'm embarrassing. I am. I'll be real about it. Metal Chris, I don't know if you saw this. There's... I don't know if you're familiar with Travis Scott, right? That Astroworld concert that he had a couple of years back where people were getting trampled and stomped on.
Yeah, I remember seeing that all in the news,
Netflix,
man.
Netflix has done a documentary, and there are survivors of the stomp that were interviewed and things of that nature. it just shows you how ridiculous things are and how money is what really matters with everything. I say all that to say they paid Nelly that bag. Nelly was going to perform, whether it was at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. He would have had to perform no matter what, because that's just how it goes with these concerts. Game 2, though, of Nats and Marlins coming your way. 105 first pitch. It'll be Trevor Williams on the bump as the Nats try and end a six-game losing streak, man. It's tough to say because of how well they played in the series prior to that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. The Kevin Durant sweepstakes. First of all, it's been, to this point, a really good NBA Finals. And as the Finals wraps up, we'll get right into it. That's the beautiful thing about the NBA is they don't waste any time, right? The NBA draft comes up in 2 weeks. The Finals will be done in a week or so. And player movement this offseason, I think, is going to be at an all-time high. So there was thought initially that Giannis Antetokounmpo would be on the move, but that's kind of had cold water thrown on it. The other big fish that's expected to be on the move is Kevin Durant. And I think you ask anybody that is in any NBA circles, they'll tell you straight up, like, Kevin Durant is as good as gone when it comes to playing in Phoenix with the Suns. Metal Chris, I'm sorry about that. I know that pains you. It's a little pinch to your heart when I mention you guys losing Kevin Durant. But it is going to be fascinating to see where he ends up. Because I think when you compare Kevin Durant to the other top stars right now in the NBA, young or old, I think there is this stench, is the best way that I can put it. There is this stench around his name and his legacy based off of the way his last couple of stops have gone. And look, it's not just on Durant, right? There have been injuries to him. There have been injuries to his teammates. There have been coaches that got fired. It's been tough sledding for Kevin Durant. But the one thing that I want to say here, and it's going to sound like I'm holding water for Kevin Durant, he's still one of the game's greatest scorers ever. And he is still one of the best players right now in the NBA. So I know there is a contingent of folks out there that feel like, who cares where Kevin Durant ends up? He's old. He's washed. That's not the case
at all.
He's
not Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Whoa, Metal Chris. See, here we go. see, we always find a way at some point to butt heads. And there you go. Ding, ding, ding. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. We'll actually let the people hear from Aaron Rodgers. I'll do you one better a little bit later on in the show as we take a spin around the NFL. But with Kevin Durant, like, his age has not really impacted him. And it's not even just the age when you think about it. It's the age. It's the significant injuries that he's had. Achilles tear, ACL tear. Like, it hasn't stopped him, you know, from coming back and looking like the same guy. He may have lost a slight step, if any. But, like, that's it. He is still a 26, 27-point-per-game scorer. He's still uber-efficient. He's still a good help-side defender that'll come over and block shots for you. I think this time around, though, if you're Kevin Durant, first of all, I'm curious to see if you are Phoenix. Oh, my gosh. So, Chris, I went to go look.
They need draft picks. I'll tell you that. They trade a lot of draft picks for him.
They need draft picks 100%. So, there it is. So I went to the Suns roster, and Kevin Durant wasn't even listed right there. I was going to say, did the trade happen already? No, he's still, you know, able to score the ball at a super efficient rate. He was sixth in the league in scoring this past year, you know, scoring 27 points per game on 53% shooting. Like, that's still super efficient and super difficult to accomplish, man. Like, he is one of the game's all-time greats. I still think he is a tier one player in this league. So whoever is able to ultimately secure his services, not giving away state secrets when I say it, right? You are a hell of a lot better right off the rip. And right now, it feels like of the teams that could land Kevin Durant. First of all, we've already seen KD shut down, or KD and his camp shut down the Spurs thing. Zach Lowe, though, of The Ringer is reporting the Timberwolves are reportedly, quote-unquote, gaining steam as a potential landing spot for Kevin Durant. Lowe said he will put the Timberwolves at number one in the buzz rankings with Kevin Durant, and then the Houston Rockets second. I think that makes sense, right, that reporting. Whether it's accurate or not, now I trust, obviously, Zach Lowe. I think he's a tremendous reporter. The finalist, according to Shams Charania of ESPN, is Miami, Minnesota, and Houston. Of those three teams, Minnesota and Houston clearly have the better assets in terms of giving Phoenix the return they're possibly looking for. That's the other thing that I'm curious about here. Does Phoenix work with Kevin Durant to facilitate this trade, or do they get stingy and it's a scenario where, you know, they're doing whatever they can to get the best possible return? Because if you're just looking for the best possible return, do you not wait until these NBA finals are over? And if OKC loses, they have the assets. They have, you know, the capital to go get Kevin Durant. Now, from Durant's perspective, do you worry about the public perception and backlash that you would receive for, you know, leaving Phoenix and then going back to a stacked OKC team that just came off 68 wins? I know the perception wouldn't be good, but it's about winning. And wouldn't it be a storybook Cinderella finish for Durant to finish his career where it started with Oklahoma City? A couple of numbers for you here. So ever since KD tore his Achilles and left the Warriors, there have been 274 regular season games. He's averaging 28 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists on 53-41-88 splits. That's 53% from the field, 41 from 3, 88 from the free throw line. Individually, KD has been elite, far from underwhelming. So anybody that is describing him as such to me is probably just a hater. We'll keep things rolling, though. Coming up on the other side of this break, you can call us at 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. We will take a quick timeout when we come back. The latest on Giannis Antetokounmpo: is the Greek freak headed somewhere this offseason, or is Kevin Durant the only big star expected to be moved? We'll give you the latest on Giannis next as the Fan. One 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take you up to 12:30 here on this Saturday afternoon as we take you around the DMV on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. Nats baseball coming your way at 12:30. So make sure you keep it live and local all afternoon long. They play game two of a weekend series against the Miami Marlins, and we've been talking about it all throughout the first hour. 2-hour and 14-minute rain delay last night. you say Grant's in studio. I know Grant was actually going out to the game last night to see Nelly. I wonder if he sat through the rain delay and stayed to shake his tail feather. That'd be interesting. See if we can get that info from our guy. But no, disappointing loss overall because of how bad Miami has been at this point this year. We'll see if D.C. is able to bounce back coming up here this afternoon. So we mentioned the Minnesota Timberwolves in the driver's seat right now when it comes to the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. The other big-time star that's expected to be on the move coming up this offseason is Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks, or so we thought. Brian Windhorst of ESPN has reported that, you know, Giannis and the Bucks have had no trade discussions. Milwaukee has not shopped him. And to take it a step further, Giannis has not requested a trade for the Milwaukee Bucks. So I can't believe I'm saying it. It looks like Giannis will be in Milwaukee again. There was an interesting conversation online that I've read. It was two guys going back and forth, and they were, you know, making the argument for Giannis to request a trade and go to a bigger market and a more conducive situation to win a championship, right? Like, that's the big picture thing. Everyone believes Giannis's skill amongst the all-time greats can't be questioned. Your ranking, though, in those conversations have a lot to do with how much hardware you got, and he's only got one championship ring. The conversation that was being had is, would it be considered a disappointment if Giannis finishes his career with just one NBA title? And I didn't like the backstory and the logic and explanation that was used. They went so deep with it, saying, you know, Giannis, anything that Giannis does in the NBA is a success story, thinking about his background, coming to America, not knowing how to play the game, not having much, and then turning into this. Of course, it's a great story that he has turned into an NBA star. Damn that, though. I'm talking about him in the lens of the all-time greats. I'm talking about him in the GOAT conversation, the top 10 conversation, the top 5 conversations. I don't care. I give kudos to him, but it doesn't really, you know, move the needle for me in this conversation when you bring up the fact that Giannis, you know, has overcome some adversity in his life. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take you up to 12:30 as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. A lot more to get to as we get into the 10 o'clock hour. I want to keep things on the NBA. We'll bring it back local. 2 weeks away from the start of the NBA draft, the Washington Wizards with 2 picks in the first round, number 6 overall and number 18 overall. And we come back, the latest from Mock Draftville. Who do some of the best draft pundits have the Wizards taking at 6th and 18th overall? We'll give you that info next as the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.